This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we're going to be talking about the police-defined tyranny. This is the lesser magistrates doing their jobs. Matter of fact, I'll put a little salt on your tongue. You ready for this, friends? This is craziness. But again, notice the verbiage, okay? Just to show you what the Lord has been leading us to here. Sheriff revolts against lockdown. You know what he said? We are not the German storm troopers. We are peacekeepers. How do you keep the peace, friends? You enforce the law against the criminals. That's why the sheriff is revolting against the governor of his particular state. What did he say? He said, we are not the German storm troopers. Interestingly, that he would say that. No, this is an educated people, friends. He said, we're not stormtroopers, we're peacekeepers. We're going to talk about that in just a little bit. Now, before we do get to that, I want to give you the heads up. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. 13 to 15 articles there every day, giving you information that's combating the propagandists through the CIA mainstream media every single day, friends. Every single day. Go to the right side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side, click onto YouTube, join us on live chat, or go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. We're on the front page. Click onto us right there. Go to the right side of the page and join us on live chat. If you want to give us a call, you can. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Please stick to the topic. Again, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. 1 Timothy 2:5, 1 Corinthians 11:1, John 14:6, Acts 4:12. The list goes on and on and on. But you get the point, right? The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Amen. Hallelujah. Folks, what I wanted to cover yesterday was this. You've all heard of NewsGuard, right? These are these companies that they're an online tool, and what they do is they come out and they say they want to protect information. We want to make sure that the information that you're getting is accurate information. Well, folks, they're losing credibility day by day, and they come out, friends, and as they came out as a conservative outlet. Now, keep in mind, today's conservatives are yesterday's liberals, and you're going to understand why. NewsGuard, propping up the most destructive president in American history, Barack Hussein Obama. Yes, this is the definition of a modern-day conservative, apparently so. But propping up the most destructive president in American history is what NewsGuard is doing, friends. And they're also attacking and attempting to discredit those who do not get along to go along concerning propping up the likes of a Barack Hussein Obama. No wonder why they cannot be taken seriously, okay? Listen, now this is why I hope that my listeners can understand as to why I say that in America today. There is no difference between the left and the right. After all, the left is the fruit of the right, right? Because if the right was doing their job, there wouldn't be a left. And when you make reference to the left, you're always making reference to the fact that they're not abiding by the laws of the land. I'm going to get to that more in just a little bit. So in short, today's conservatives are yesterday's liberals, right? Conservatives are supposed to be the salt of the earth. And what does Scripture tell us concerning those that are supposed to be the salt of the earth, and yet they are not? Well, it tells us that they're pretty much good for nothing, because if the salt has lost its savor, where shall it be salted, right? Salt stops the putrefaction of our morality in society. It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of man. He said, you're called to be the light of the world, okay? Conservatives don't go along to get along, friends. Conservatives are preservatives. And that's not what we're seeing from today's conservatives in any sense of the word. Talking about NewsGuard, okay? Well, we noticed again for the second time this week that the self-proclaimed news accreditation outlet, NewsGuard, you know, and John Gregory, well, he needed a little attention, so we're giving it to him today. So we wanted to accommodate, okay? And the first time Johnny Boy wrote to this ministry, folks, he addressed me via email. And what he did is Johnny Boy came over to my ministry. Apparently he didn't do his homework before he did that. But he acted as if he was some law unto himself in demanding that we respond to his questions or else. I'm going to give you the definition of or else. Okay? Or else is where you don't bow to their demands and then they try to discredit your site because you don't go along in pushing forth the mainstream media's agenda, such as Johnny Boy and NewsGuard is today. They have no credibility, friends. Someone needs to tell Johnny Boy to set himself down, because our standard here is the Word of God, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1, Exodus 20, Romans 13. You can go back to Deuteronomy 5 if you want to. You'll understand. And the standard also is the United States Constitution, not his accreditations based on his reprobate opinions. Read Romans 1:24. Now, just this week, now listen carefully. NewsGuard, right, somehow mysteriously appeared on top of our Google search page. Now, I also want you to take note that someone can bash my ministry and they'll be on the front page of the Google search. But I'm talking about NewsGuard right now. Somehow or another, it shows you the powers that they're working with, friends. Okay, they're a part of the problem, not the answer. But just this week, NewsGuard somehow mysteriously appeared on the top of our Google search page. By the way, this last week, I wrote an article with over 270,000 shares in a day and a half. Did you hear what I said? 273,000 shares, and I couldn't dig to find it online through a Google search. So it tells you, friends, they're burying conservative content that exposes the agenda, okay? Now, again, I want you to understand that they mysteriously appeared, NewsGuard did, on a Google search with their misinformation campaign in claiming that we, as a ministry, are a political news site. Everybody loves politics, by the way, but we are a political news site with a self-described Christian biblical worldview that has repeatedly, listen carefully, you want to talk about defamation? Here it is. Who has repeatedly published false stories, including claims that Barack Hussein Obama's birth certificate is fake. Now, do I need to tell you why they're losing all credibility, friends? Because, again, I can't make this up. I'm going to come back, and I'm going to play some audio from Barack Hussein Obama, Michelle Obama, and then I'm going to go to Sheriff Arpaio, and I'm going to let them tell you that this is fraud as well, okay?
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If you want to watch us live, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click onto YouTube, join us on live chat, or go over to beforeitsnews.com. We're on the front page. Click onto YouTube, join us on live chat. We're talking about NewsGuard, the online tool to make sure that your information is correct. This is like Snopes, friends, really. Which, by the way, is a CIA operation, for those that didn't know. But NewsGuard, I'll tell you what, friends, they're proving to be, well, no different. Propping up the most destructive president in American history, Barack Hussein Obama, and attacking those that don't. And again, I'm explaining to you why they don't have any credibility, why people can't take them serious. Johnny Boy over at NewsGuard, he had the audacity to take our site and then put it out there. And then this is what he stated. A political news site with a self-described Christian biblical worldview that has repeatedly published false stories. That's defamation. Okay? Including claims. This is what he said. Including claims that Barack Obama's birth certificate is fake. Okay? Apparently, Johnny Boy did not realize that there are laws to be followed in this country. And, of course, people like this, they don't understand law because they serve themselves. And that's idolatry, which is the oldest sin in the book. According to Article 2, Section 1 of the United States Constitution, which is the supreme law of the land, Article 6, Section 2, Article 2, Section 3, no person except a natural-born citizen or a citizen of the United States at the time of the adoption of the Constitution shall be eligible to the president, okay, to be the president of the United States of America, to the office of the presidency, okay? So talking about scraping the bottom of the barrel, and this is supposed to be the best that the conservatives have, friends? NewsGuard? Really? I mean, again, scraping the bottom of the barrel in an attempt to discredit those who do not go along to get along? Read again 1 Kings 13:33. These are the baser sorts, friends. I mean, this is the direction that NewsGuards, the conservatives of the day, want to take you to prop up in the face of the country that all the while knows the criminalities of the presidency of such a despicable man as Barack Hussein Obama. And apparently so, right? Friends, we're to judge him by his fruits that he has borne. Matthew 7:16. Matter of fact, if you want to go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, you can see for yourself a list of 1,375 well-sourced examples of Barack Hussein Obama's lies, law-breaking, corruption, cronyism, and hypocrisy, waste. The list goes on. But most people in this country already know that. But the conservatives of the day, the online tool that wants to make sure that all information is vetted according to them as the standard, thinks that it's a conspiracy theory to question Barack Hussein Obama's birth certificate. Wait a second. Just because the conservatives of the day, through omission, said nothing about it, it just shows you their lack of love for their country to make sure that he was a natural-born citizen. Okay? But most people didn't do that. Right? They're just getting all their information, again, from the mainstream media that they don't believe in. That's what they say. They're hypocrites. Matthew 23, verse 3, right? I want you to listen to this, because guess what, friends? A lot of people didn't hear this. They haven't heard this. There's been commentaries and audio alluding to the fact that he's not from America, coming from Michael, I'm sorry, Michelle. And by the way, Barack Hussein Obama on several occasions called his wife Michael. For those that didn't know, this is a fact. Sam's pulling up some information for me right now. But I want you to listen to Barack Hussein Obama in Kogelo, okay, going back to Kenya after he left the People's White House. And guess what he didn't want to come to your ears, America? This information. Listen carefully.
3 years ago, I visited Kenya as the first sitting American president to come from Kenya.
Wait a second. Wait a second. Can you do that again, Judah? I'm sorry. Is this edited? Is this cut up? Is this teed up to make him say what I wanted to say like the mainstream media? Absolutely not. I'm watching the video right now. What did Barack Hussein Obama just say? He's from Kenya. The first sitting president from Kenya. Listen again, carefully.
Ago, I visited Kenya as the first sitting American president to come from Kenya.
Wow.
When I was president.
Well, when he was president, and again, he just told you as to where he's from. Now, is that a conspiracy theory when he says it? But again, NewsGuard, the online conservative tool, making sure the information that you get is correct, thinks it's a conspiracy theory to tell you what Barack Hussein Obama just told all of us. But he didn't tell us until he left the People's White House. Now, this is Michelle Obama. Again, let me remind you, Barack Hussein Obama called her Michael publicly several times. But let's go back to Michelle Obama and give her the benefit of the doubt. What does she say about Barack Hussein Obama's home country? I want you to hear this. But it's a conspiracy theory, according to Johnny Boy over there at NewsGuard. Okay? Again, friends, I'm trying to show you this is the best that conservatives have. This is why they have no credibility whatsoever. Listen to this.
Surrounding HIV testing, which is still plaguing so many of our communities, which you all know, a lot of that is due to homophobia. Barack has led by example. When we took our trip to Africa and visited his home country in Kenya, we took a public HIV test for the very folks in Kenya.
What did she just say? From his hometown, what? Of Kenya. Oh, okay, did I say that? No! Folks, we never just say it here. We take it from the horse's mouth, and in this case, the criminal's mouth. That while in the People's White House, they say one thing, but when they remove themselves from the People's White House, they feel safe enough to now tell the people. Right? Oh, by the way, I just wanted to give you a little bit of a news update here. Just to show you how corrupt the top cop is in the United States of America, the AG, the Attorney General Barr, he downplays Obamagate. He said, I didn't expect Obama and Biden would be criminally investigated. Of course not. They're going to protect their own. This is brand new, just for the record. See, because the President of the United States of America could go all the way back to Barack Hussein Obama's incumbency, and he can eradicate everything that he did unconstitutionally. And furthermore, for his treason, by the way, that Donald Trump has called him out for several times, he should be tried publicly for his treason against Americans. That's Article 3, Section 3. But again, we all know Donald Trump called him the most corrupt president on the campaign trail. Then when he became the president of the United States of America, Donald Trump in his hypocrisy showed you who he was as well, just like that of Hillary Clinton. And he said to the cameras with Barack Hussein Obama in the People's White House, first class, calling Barack Hussein Obama, one of his names, by the way, first class. This is Donald Trump. Folks, if you want to go online, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. NewsGuard propping up the most destructive president in American history. Folks, can you believe anybody would have the audacity to question the credibility of Barack Hussein Obama? Even when he said it himself. This is NewsGuard, friends. Right? Again, the best that conservatives have? Not even close. No credibility whatsoever. Sheriff Joe Arpaio says Obama's birth certificate and his whole law team that assembled is completely forged. Of course it was. We all know this. An American president would have never did the things that he did when he got into the People's House. And don't forget about him over in Europe calling for a new world order, just like his predecessor, George Bush Jr., and just like his predecessor, Clinton's, and just like his predecessor, George Bush Sr., right? And we see what's rolling out here today, friends. The agenda goes forward. Not only did con man and criminal admit that he is foreign-born, but so did his wife several times, and then we had Joe Arpaio's law team come in and confirm it. It's a complete fraud. Okay, just because you have a bunch of cowards out there that are trying to appease their sponsors doesn't mean that we're trying to do the same thing here in any sense of the word, okay? Okay, then, of course, Johnny Boy resorts to another conspiracy, Jeremiah 11:9, read it when you get a moment, by calling our site out as a conspiracy theory by publishing false narratives about the coronavirus outbreak. Folks, they're driving the narrative the federal government's giving you today. And I'm going to give you some more audio on this in just a couple minutes. Folks, these people are coming out in full force. Yesterday we heard from the head of the CDC who said that we need to get rid of all white people. Oh, wait until you hear the up-and-coming audio that I have for you, friends, concerning vaccinations and mandating them. Okay? Telling us that we don't have the option to opt out. Okay? I'm going to finish this by the time we get going on our third segment here. I'm going to finish it up on the third segment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Got lots of pieces of audio that need to be shared with you in this hour. And it is my aim to make sure we get them all through so you can hear them all. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware, not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients, American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
While welcoming farmers and ranchers at the White House, President Trump is predicting a big economic turnaround.
I think we're going to have a fantastic year next year. I think we will do very well in the fourth quarter, and I think the transition quarter, which is coming up, we're starting it very shortly in the third quarter. I think you'll see some very good numbers, but you're going to see some great numbers in the fourth quarter.
Less than 24 hours after learning that President Trump is taking hydroxychloroquine, we learn that Vice President Mike Pence is not taking it. He tells Fox News that his physician hasn't recommended it. During a Senate hearing on Tuesday, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says the Treasury is acting as quick as they can to get $500 billion in CARES Act money out to taxpayers. Mnuchin saying he's working to get the money in a responsible manner out the door. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Reaction is coming into President Trump's revelation that he's taking an anti-malaria drug to protect himself from COVID-19. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Federal health officials, though, have been warning against using that medication to treat COVID-19, saying that it has not been scientifically proven to treat or prevent the infection. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she wasn't pleased to hear that the president's been taking it.
He's our president, and I would rather he not be taking something that has not been approved by the scientists, especially in his age group and in his weight group, what is morbidly obese.
Now, the CDC doesn't actually use the term morbidly obese, but checking out WebMD, for the president to be morbidly obese, he would have to weigh 320 pounds, and at his last physical, he weighed 243 pounds. Walmart's online sales in the month of April were up 74%. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I just got this audio pulled up for you right now. We're talking about NewsGuard and propping up the most destructive president in American history, Barack Hussein Obama, and then attacking news sites that don't. So if you don't go along, you don't get along, right? Folks, these people have no credibility. Okay? Just for the record, their attack on me is that I question Barack Hussein Obama's credibility, his birth certificate. Well, I just played the audio from Barack Hussein Obama and from Michelle Obama where they told you as to where Barack Hussein Obama is from, okay? And again, just because all the other cowards didn't want to address the issue, that's their problem, not mine. And it's going to be their problem down the line if they don't deal with it sooner or later, because this administration is not going to prosecute Barack Hussein Obama for treason, friends, nor Hillary Clinton for treason, friends, okay? So, with that said, we played some audio for you, and then I shared with you that Barack actually called Michelle Michael several times. This is like me calling my wife Stephanie Stephen. Okay. It's never crossed my mind to call my wife a man's name. So, let's listen to Barack again. Maybe I'm a conspiracy theorist for playing this audio, too. This is why we have to cross our T's and dot our I's. They want you to take them, NewsGuard, for face value. See, because when you pull the curtain back on them, you're going to find out that there's no difference than the other people that you have a problem with in the United States of America concerning the business that they're in. Okay, now listen carefully. This is Barack. You ready? Okay.
Distinguished guests and men and women of the finest military in the world. Most of all, Admiral Mullen, Deborah, Michael, and I also want to acknowledge your son Jack, who's deployed today.
Michael and I.
All of you have performed extraordinary service to our country.
I just wanted to make sure that, you know, I'm not a conspiracy theorist on this one neither, friends. Again, this is why we cross our T's and dot our I's. This is why we have to film everything we do, friends, because those that you believe are the good guys are the ones that are trying to take down the truth, friends. On so many different fronts. Just like NewsGuard. Now listen carefully again. This is Barack Hussein Obama calling his wife, Michael, okay?
Distinguished guests and men and women of the finest military in the world. Most of all, Admiral Mullen, Deborah, Michael and I also want to acknowledge...
He did this several times, too, just for the record, so people knew that I wasn't making that up. Friends, cross-check me. Cross-check everything I'm telling you. Because, again, that's why we give it to you from them, okay? And no matter how many times you do it, you still get these useful idiots, friends, trying to claim something that they are not. Read 2 Corinthians 11, 14, and 15 when you get a moment. And no matter how many times you clarify yourself, they still try to get you into a position where they want to discredit you. Okay? Now listen to this. Outside of just that, Johnny Boy from NewsGuard resorts to another conspiracy, which it is, by calling our site out as a conspiracy theory by publishing false narratives about the coronavirus outbreak. Now, this is dangerous, and I'm going to show you why in just a couple minutes here. Outside of the fact that in 2011, a movie came out called Contagion that has everything to do with instilling fear into people, follows the rapid progress of a lethal airborne virus that kills within days. This is in 2011. Talk about forecasting. As the fast-moving epidemic grows, the worldwide medical community races to find a cure. This movie was in 2011, friends. This is Contagion, okay? The worldwide medical community races to find a cure, control the panic that spreads faster than the virus itself. And at the same time, ordinary people struggle to survive in a society coming apart, okay? Besides the fact that Ron Paul, who sat in Congress for over 30 years, I said Dr. Ron Paul, who sat in Congress for over 30 years, called the coronavirus a hoax. He must be a conspiracy theorist, too. Then we had, and we played it several times for you, friends, the doctors that came out from Bakersfield, California, that was scrubbed by the big tech companies immediately because they had millions and millions and millions and millions of views, literally. They had to scrub it because they didn't want the people to know the truth. Remember when they came out and said, not about COVID-19, not about science, it's about control. It's about control. I mean, due to the fact that Bill Gates has been forecasting the virus since 2015, we played that audio for you. Must be a conspiracy theory coming out of old Ted's mouth, too, huh, Johnny Boy? Apparently so. Then we find out Billy's daddy headed up Planned Parenthood and would then want to depopulate the world. As a matter of fact, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, we have Bill Gates' dad was the head of Planned Parenthood. 60 million babies murdered, folks, through the government sanctioning that which is clearly illegal in the sight of God and in the sight of man. Well, this inspired his population control views, friends. Read Proverbs 6:17. Read the Sixth Commandment in Exodus 20. And folks, now he wants to help the people with the vaccination? Really? Hey, get behind me, Satan. Literally. And don't forget about Bill Gates' little side, his lying sidekick, who sits on his board, Anthony Fauci, who's also been forecasting the criminal fraud upon the American people since 2015. This is all factual information. No matter how many times he's called out and debunked for his lies, they keep pushing the narrative, don't they, friends? Well, guess what? Johnny from NewsGuard is pushing for a response and fails to realize that he's going to get one from this ministry. Do your homework, Johnny boy. And one that will probably not roll in his favor if he continues to lie and attempt to discredit the site's credibility. Okay? Now, if you want to call that a threat, I'm here to tell you it's not a threat. It's a lawful promise. Especially to those who are disseminating propaganda like that of NewsGuard and their little minions. Read John 8:44. So in conclusion, this little man wants to test his steel. And we're here strongly advising and suggesting that he goes elsewhere in doing so. It's the second time he's done it, folks. It's not going to happen a third time, because if it does, we are going to lawfully intervene. Okay? This is garbage. They're allegedly the good guys attacking people that can verify the information they've gotten. We've already got attorneys working on other outlets right now, working with people that want to misconstrue and an attempt to discredit other outlets across the boards. In America, you should be well aware of this, because how many conservative outlets went down about 4 years ago? Because of Facebook, because of Google, and because of Twitter. Now, on the other hand, I have another question for you. How many times is Facebook? How many times is Twitter? How many times is Google? How many times have the networks been busted wide open for fraud on the very people that these people are attacking as well? And I'm talking about Johnny Boy from NewsGuard. Now, we're not one to go along to get along. We're ones that are going to stick to the Word of God. We're going to wait out by the fruit and give you facts, even when we have to play what they say and show you what they do by bearing forth the fruit that they bear. Not we bear. We just expose what they do. We don't do it for them. Again, Matthew 7:16. Now, I want to go back to you to show you how dangerous this is becoming. Go to Alan Dershowitz. This was an interview that popped up this morning at 6:40 a.m. And this is coming from Perplexed Perceptions. I want you to listen carefully to what Alan Dershowitz is saying about vaccinations. Listen carefully, friends, because we knew this is the direction that they were taking it. Listen to the mind of those that are blurting out the truth in their confusion, but they're doing it anyways. Yesterday we played CDC's head, who said, let's get rid of all the white people. Look what they're saying today about vaccinations, friends.
You have no constitutional right to endanger the public and spread the disease, even if you disagree. You have no right not to be vaccinated. You have no right not to wear a mask. You have no right to open up your business.
Wait, can I stop you?
Yeah.
No right not to be vaccinated? Meaning if they decide you have to be vaccinated, we have to be vaccinated?
Absolutely. And if you refuse to be vaccinated, the state has the power to literally take you to a doctor's office and plunge a needle into your arm. If the vaccination,
where is that in the Constitution?
To prevent, if the vaccination is designed to prevent the spreading disease.
He's giving you information, friends, and I guarantee you he didn't mean to leak this information quite yet. But he did it.
You have the right to refuse that.
Alan Dershowitz on mandating vaccinations telling you you do not have a right to refuse vaccinations. Did you hear this, friends? You do not have a right to refuse vaccinations? Really? So the radio show host says to him, where is that in the Constitution? That's exactly what should be asked. Because the burden of proof falls upon them, friends. They want to mandate vaccinations when they can't even prove the narrative concerning the virus, friends? Do you see how far they're going forward? And the President of the United States is constantly parroting, we got a vaccination coming, we got a vaccination coming, we got a vaccination coming. Do you see where this is going, friends? This is dangerous, and it's happening. But here's some good news for you. According to Envolve, it's a foreign website, it's a foreign outlet, Italian lawmakers are calling for the arrest of Bill Gates for crimes against humanity. A lawmaker in the Italian parliament has called for the immediate arrest of Bill Gates, who is calling Bill Gates a vaccine criminal and a globalist tool guilty of crimes against humanity. Friends, why is this so out there to actually bring to justice the one that's responsible for committing crimes and intending to commit crimes against we the people? You have a handful of bad guys that need to be rounded up and lawfully dealt with according to the law, but you're afraid of 300 million people are afraid of one man and his lawlessness. It shows you how weak and pathetic America has become. And Americans should be ashamed of this and themselves for allowing this to take place, friends. For decades, she said, Gates has been working on depopulation policy and dictatorial control plans on global politics, aiming to obtain the primacy on agriculture, technology, and energy. They're calling for his arrest, Bill Gates, in Italy, friends, and it's time that we in America do the same thing and enforce it.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Just played some audio from Alan Dershowitz on mandating vaccination, saying you cannot resist. Folks, this is, again, this is why I continuously reiterate the point that you must deal with corrupt politicians. Don't wait and vote them out. If you peruse the Constitution, you can remove them for the smallest violations in Article 2, Section 4, and they can be charged Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7 after they are impeached for the smallest of misdemeanors. Folks, this is national, this is a global criminal fraud, and it shows you the mind. It shows you how foolish these useful idiots are and how far they're willing to go. To their own demise in support of, well, what they serve the most. The love of money is the root of all evil, and it's exactly what they serve. Again, to their own demise. Folks, some of these people are so poor, that's all they have is money. Yeah, let me say to you fools out there that think that's where it's at. What is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? Wake up, right? Just highlighted that in Italy, lawmakers are calling for the arrest of Bill Gates for crimes against humanity. Hey, but don't worry about it. Come on over here, Billy, and commit as many crimes as you want. This apparently is how you make America great again. This is where George Soros comes and all these other criminals, man. They're wanted in other countries as war criminals, but they're safe in America. And we're supposed to be the light of the world. Is this how you make America great again? Absolutely not. Did you hear in Oregon? A judge just came forward that is doing her job. This is the lesser magistrate again doing her job. Judge in Oregon says the governor's stay-at-home orders are unconstitutional and are now null and void. Oh, Brad, you know, isn't it interesting? I can read the Constitution 1,000 times, and to some people it just falls on deaf ears. But when a judge says it, all of a sudden it has meaning. Wait a second. These are your servants. You have it backwards once again. A judge in Oregon comes forward and says the governor's stay-at-home orders are unconstitutional and therefore they are null and void. Okay? Listen to me, Americans. Null and void. And yet you have corrupt politicians saying that it's a mandated vaccination, right? Concerning the propaganda piece that they've been throwing down you and continuously throw down your throats 24/7. Listen to the commercials. It's all the same stuff. Either deal with the corrupt. The judge just told you that it's unconstitutional what they're attempting to enforce. Okay? And she's just talking about stay-at-home orders. All this other stuff, friends, goes with it. It's null and void. And yet, like in Minnesota, we have the AG coming forward and saying, if you open up, we're going to give you a $25,000 fine. Let me tell you, people in Minnesota and throughout the United States of America, don't sue the state because then you're suing the people's resources. Go after Keith Ellison. Go after Tim Walz. Go after, on a personal level, what these people are responsible for, because then and only then will you get their proper attention. What they're doing is criminal. When a judge says that this is null and void and it's unconstitutional, it tells you that those said representatives are operating in an unlawful manner outside of their scope of authority. What does unlawful mean? What do you call outlaws? What are they? Criminals. Hello? Here we are. My goodness, friends. Okay, so this leads right up, line upon line, the police define tyranny. This is the lesser magistrates doing their job. These are the good cops doing their job. As a matter of fact, I want to play some audio for you really quick, friends. And I want you to listen to this cop, this police officer, which a majority of them are, doing his job. Listen carefully.
We are and we're only here for everybody's safety today. We plan for the worst, hope for the best, but it seems like that's what we have out here today.
Yeah.
Normally, you are all in violation of the executive order. On that note, have a good day. Everybody be safe.
Thank you. Woo! There, man, if you can't feel that, I can't help you. Amen. A police officer in New Jersey, we are here to advise you that you are in violation of New Jersey's executive order. He looks at all of them and he says, be safe, have a good day, and he turned around and walked away. And that's why the people are in support of good government in this country, because this guy, like so many others in the United States of America, are doing their jobs. And those good people in government that are doing their jobs, friends, you know what, give them a pat on the back. Tell them thank you for doing your job, because there's few of them that are actually standing up and doing what they're doing. And by the way, if it wasn't for good government, you wouldn't be here right now. You ready for the next one? Folks, you wonder why people are defying? You know, this is a bad cop, but this just happened to be on law enforcement's page in South Carolina, Pickens, South Carolina. The police hang a closed sign on a gym door, and you know what the owner does? He replaces it with the Bill of Rights and opens up his shop. Whoa! Amen. Anybody feeling this with me? Woo! This is America. Bad cops hang a closed sign on gym door. The owner replaces it with the Bill of Rights and opens up his shop. Because the Bill of Rights, this shop owner understands, are the thou shall nots to those that serve we the people. They have no business whatsoever shutting down anybody's business whatsoever. None. Oh, you think that's just maybe just the tip of the iceberg? Yeah, you heard about California. Defying bad cops over there and the communist governor. Hey, if you can't behave yourself, we're going to shut down the beaches. You know what the people did? They went out on the beaches anyways. The cop, they begin to surround a small group of people. The people that are at the beach, they begin to surround the cops. The bad cops. Guess what the bad cops do? They stand down. Hey, bad cops, read the Constitution that you swore to uphold. And it's your job to stand against the communist governor that has given you unlawful edicts in the first place, not to go along to get along. You're a part of the problem. Study the Nuremberg trials, brother. You're just doing your job? No, you're not doing your job. You're destroying your own country. As you work on the behest of a bunch of people that don't care about you no more than they care about anything else other than their bank accounts. Folks, did you know that crowds in Virginia beaches, despite Northam, that tyrant's stay-at-home orders, you know what they're doing? They're filling the beaches, America. People are saying enough is enough of the tyranny. It's not enough to defy the order. It's enough to bring forth lawful order from we the people in this country that are we the people, the government, and enforcing it against their crimes. Because I, for one, am tired of it. And I know that you are, too. I know that you are, too. Okay, so talking about the lesser magistrates doing their job, friends. Sheriff revolts against lockdown. He said, we're not German stormtroopers, said he. He said, we are peacekeepers. Sheriff James Mendrick of DuPage County, Illinois, broke his silence in the wake of the Chinese virus pandemic-induced lockdown rules that have businesses gasping to survive. As sheriff, he said, I feel that my own First Amendment constitutional right to free speech has been completely trampled on by a governor who has threatened my office's reimbursement and grant funds as a tool to force me not to speak. Hey, folks, did you hear that? That is called extortion. That is called bribery. I got a question for you. That governor in the state of Illinois, where is he getting that money? He's robbing the coffers of the taxpayers. And he's trying to bribe his own sheriffs to work against the very people that are working to fill those coffers. He said, I just can't do this anymore. I stand with our citizens and businesses of DuPage County who have offered no trouble or no resistance to any rule we put upon them, no matter how strange. Hey, folks, we are not the German stormtroopers. We are peacekeepers. Those are the police that are doing their job. I got a question for you. How many Americans over this criminal fraud being perpetuated upon you on a global scale right now by Bill Gates, Anthony Fauci, Donald Trump, his administration. I'm curious, how many politicians do you think just in our country, in America alone, have been arrested during this quarantine? How many politicians? None? Don't you think that's kind of odd? They haven't been arrested. Wow. But they've been found out to actually violate their own orders. I exposed that with the news anchors. We also know that governors did the same things. They weren't living by what they were telling you that you had to do because they went on vacation. I should play some audio with that on tomorrow's show. Isn't this interesting? Do as I say, but don't do as I do. What is the definition of tyranny? Now, we know that no politicians have been arrested, but let me ask you, how many Americans have been arrested for defying the unconstitutional orders of those tyrants? I want you to think about what's being played out here, friends, because this, again, is the definition of totalitarianism, a government by force. This is foreign to American government. Folks, I love you by what I do. We're going to stick to the Word of God and the Constitution in the face of whatever comes. And by the grace of God, we will not be moved.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.